This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
There's a national trend to stop locking up teens as much as we used to. Instead of incarceration, it's called decarceration. Keeping kids home costs less. And one of the ways it's being done is by outfitting teens with GPS ankle monitors. Youth Radio's Sarah Quevedo reports.
17-year-old Alyssa Morris Jackson is sitting on the couch in sweatpants and a hoodie.
It's 7 o'clock right now.
She's watching the TV show Dancing with the Stars. 7 each evening is the time when about 130 other juvenile offenders in Alameda County, California, are required to plug in for their mandatory 2-hour battery charge.
I'm going to be so excited to get this thing off me.
Jackson has a GPS monitor fastened around her ankle with a rubber strap. It's part of her probation. The GPS unit is black and plastic, about the size and shape of a computer mouse. Its purpose? To track her every movement. And that information ends up here. Here at the Juvenile Justice Center in San Leandro, California, a probation officer named Chris shows me how GPS monitors work.
We use Google Maps, and it shows real time.
The map shows the teen's path out of the building, then down the hill to the freeway.
From here, freeway, from the freeway 580.
Show him how you make it get right down.
So I can get down right to the home.
You can even tell if he's in the front yard or the backyard.
Front yard, everything.
The probation officer drags a green circle over the kid's home. It's got a radius of 150 feet. Outside of that, it'd be a GPS violation, and a judge could send him back to juvenile hall or lengthen probation. Anything outside of school and home, like a job, requires special permission at least 48 hours in advance. So it's basically house arrest.
The benefits of GPS are people are not incarcerated.
Alameda County District Attorney Nancy O'Malley says GPS also saves the county money because it costs way less than locking kids up. That's $429 a day. GPS, only $85.
So when they originally were building a new juvenile justice center, the original idea was that it was going to be more than 500 beds. And I think on any given day now, there are less than 200.
But the devices cost families money, up to $15 a day. And electronic monitoring like GPS has more than tripled in the last 10 years.
It is absolutely overused.
Dominique Pinckney is a public defender in Alameda County. He argues that judges assign GPS almost reflexively, even to teens who never would have been sent to juvenile hall. And he says teens get in trouble for silly reasons, like not keeping their device properly charged or hanging out with friends.
When you extend the consequence beyond some rational period, it becomes abusive, it makes kids angry, and so you engage in a battle instead of sending a corrective signal.
Nearly half of the young people who are electronically monitored end up violating the terms, according to a report by the American Bar Association. A quarter cut the device off entirely. 16-year-old Manny Velasquez is waiting outside of a courtroom. Besides his towering spiked hair, the most noticeable thing about him is the GPS monitor that's been strapped around his ankle for the past 2 months.
Sometimes I do get frustrated. I feel like I'm trapped in my own house. And just last night, I felt like the walls were closing in on me.
One courtroom away, 15-year-old Cameron Lopes just met with a judge. He was caught carrying a pocket knife in school. Now he's finishing a 30-day stint with a GPS monitor. Today, he and his dad, Jamie, were hoping to get the device taken off.
He didn't get his GPS off today.
I've been trying real hard, and they just throw all the bad stuff in, never the good stuff.
If he yelled at somebody, they brought it up, you know. They didn't bring up that he was on the honor roll and, you know, stuff like that. So another 30 days.
Judges, DAs, and public defenders are in rare agreement that GPS tracking is a good alternative to incarcerating teenagers. And it does save money. But for the young people being monitored, the technology may be solving one problem and creating others, like extending their time in the criminal justice system. In San Leandro, California, I'm Sarah Quevedo for Marketplace.
Double Charged is a year-long special investigation into the U.S. juvenile justice system that's produced by Youth Radio.